How to pray for your loved ones' salvation or protection. There's two different directions to pray. Let's say they're not saved yet, so we want to pray for their salvation. So we pray, God, fall on them like a ton of bricks. God, open the eyes of their understanding and show them their wickedness, that their righteousness is as filthy rags. Send thy Holy Spirit, O God, to convict them of their sin. Be like a plague to them, like thorns and briars. And be their enemy, but not unto death. Afflict them until they cry out, what must I do to be saved? What do I have to do to get along with you, O God, Lord? When we want to pray God's blessing on people, their lives get better. But if they're not saved yet, why do we want to protect them and hide them from being woken up? You know, when somebody's in a deep sleep, you got to shake them to wake them up, right? Well, that's how it is in the Word of God. That's how God does things. How did he deal with Israel? He was really nice to them at first, but they didn't pay any attention to the way he wanted things done. They honored him with their lips, but their heart was far from him. And now, how did God get their heart? How did he win their heart? Well, he had to punish them for their sins, because God's holy. And he said that they'll turn around, they'll wake up, they'll learn. He didn't want to have to punish them, but he had to punish them. So we don't want to pray God punish people, okay? We want God to be merciful, and God wants to be merciful. But he also has to deal with his holiness. He has to honor his name. He can't deny himself. And if we want people, and God wants people to be saved, then we got to pray God on their case to wake them up, because they're asleep. We got to ask God to grant them repentance, because they've been taken in a snare by the devil to do his will, and they're serving the devil. And the devil has blinded the minds and the hearts of them that don't believe. You know, that's just the way it is. He's blinded them. People are blind and they're ignorant, and we got to pray God open their eyes. You know, that's the kind of mercy we want, is God to save them. We don't want them to have a wonderful life. We want their lives to be stopped. We want God to stop them in their tracks so that they cannot continually go on in ignorance. We want God to wake them up. And so we got to pray God on their case. Not pray God protect them or God be nice to them, but God deal with them. Because you love them, because I love them, deal with them. You know, it's not a lot of fun to hand down chastisement, scourging, or rebuke, or fiery trials and tribulations. But that's the way that God deals with us. And that's the way that we gotta invite him to deal with our loved ones that aren't saved yet. Because that's the way he does things. And he's not going to just go and do what he wants to do without someone being in agreement with him. Because there has to be two in agreement. He's a gentleman, and he's not going to just molest people. He's going to have to be invited into their lives. And so when we pray for folks, we invite God into their life. And we want to be in agreement with God and do things the way that he wants to do things. And he wants to convict them of their sins. And he wants them to be stopped. He wants to stop the sinner. He doesn't want to have to hurt them unless it's necessary to hurt them. Now, we want them stopped long before it's necessary for God to have to hurt them. And there's a lot of people that get in car wrecks because God puts his foot down in the middle of the road, or covers their eyes so they can't see where they're going for a few minutes, and then all of a sudden, smash, and their lives are destroyed. Now, we don't want that kind of thing happening. No, we want them woken up gently, but you know, we don't want God just, you know, making it just crippling our loved ones. We don't really like that idea very much at all. We don't want that to happen. But that's the kind of thing that can happen if we don't get them woke up. So we got to pray God wake them up. This is serious business. And this is really serious. And if we start thinking about how miserable a person can be in their life if they're crippled and lamed and because of their rebellion and blindness against God, and God stomped on them and didn't send them to hell. He just stomped on them. And their lives are destroyed, or you let the devil loose on him, and you know, things can get really, really bad. And I'm just saying this so that you'll have some incentive for praying, because God wants to save all these souls, and we got to pray right. We got to pray God on their case, and we got to pray night and day that he's going to save these people before he gets mad enough at them to stomp on them and ruin them or hand them over to the devil. God has patience, but only for a season. People have a number. God's numbered their days. There's just a certain amount of days that people have to live, and then they're going to be handed over. They're going to be handed over. In Romans 1, God hands people over. There's like five different kinds of depths of being handed over. This is serious, and we ought to have fear of God. You know, the terror of the Lord needs to be upon us. We need to not be afraid of who we're dealing with, because he's seriously large. This whole creation is his, and he's going to deal with it. Now, he's cutting us some slack and giving us a chance to give place to the goodness of his grace. Okay, and bring people to understand that love that he has, the passive knowledge. But there's a certain amount of days, and our days are numbered. And if you're looking at the eschatological things and the things that are going on around here, and how Russia's coming together with Iran and against Israel, and things are looking like, oh man, Ezekiel's prophecy's coming to pass. It's not far away, you know. The end of the days are here. We got to get our loved ones saved now. We can't mess around. We can't wait. We can't just pray, go be merciful and bless them and put a hedge of protection around them and be nice to them. We can't do that anymore. Our days are up. The time is at hand. The days are fulfilled. We have to get serious about the right kind of praying with God so that he will deal with these people in a quick and short manner, so that they will come to their knees and receive the salvation that God has to offer before it's too late. Before it's too late.